Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Dana, class Claire with Metro Collision Center.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dana.
I was calling you back. Yes, ma'am. I have a minute.
Okay. So, you're in Louisiana.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. And you've been the owner of this business since 2010? Is it right?
I have been, yes.
And is it a proprietorship or it's a corporation or LLC?
It's an LLC.
LLC. And what is your business doing? What's your?
We do automotive repair. We do collision repair, automotive repair.
Oh, okay. So it's like a body shop?
It is a body shop. Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And what is your gross annual sales approximately?
The gross annual sales usually run it's over 600. It's usually between 615 to 650 sometimes.
Okay. Do you have any loans on your business right now?
I do. I have on deck.
On deck? And
yes.
When did you get this loan?
I've been working with them probably for a couple years now. But I'm just kind of ready to maybe, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to get some information because I'd like to try to pay them off and just get something on a longer term. I have 1 year left and I owe them, a little bit over $40,000. And I have 12 months left.
And you have 12 months and originally the loan was for how long?
It was 24 months. Yes. October 4th was 1 year. October 4th was, the 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I have until the next October.
And
maybe a daily pay.
Okay. And the last loan you got from them was for how much?
I can't remember the exact amount. But I think with, we had paid off one, well, not paid off, but we had rolled one into it. So I think the total, like if I look it up online, the total loan was like over $100,000.
Okay. But you renewed it several times.
Yeah, I had renewed it just once, yes. Actually, it wasn't even a renewal. We were approved for more, and so we had owed, I think, like $12,000. On the one before, so we just rolled it over.
Okay, and right now, do you have immediate needs to pay something off or to pay for something?
I do, yes. It is immediate, yes, I do.
And what do you need to pay for?
I need to, I'm trying to hire someone, and because we just took on another insurance provider. And so we need to buy some equipment. I need to hire someone. So I need to, and I need to outfit my shop in a way that will accommodate, another person. So I need to buy some equipment, and I need to, get some uniforms.
What kind of equipment are you buying?
I need to get another stall installed. Like another work area for a person. He needs all his own tools and things like that. Yes, I need to provide that.
And how much are you planning to spend for equipment?
I mean, with computers and software, I wouldn't imagine it being more than, $10,000 or $15,000 on just, the few things that I'll need. But I need to do a little advertising that we're going to be at what's called a VIS, which is a vehicle inspection site. So I need to provide all that on my own. And I need to outfit my office for an investor to come and be there.
Okay. We have two types of programs. One is equipment financing. This is cheaper because it's a secure loan. And everything what you need as equipment can be financed up to 5 years, and you will have monthly payments to the bank. But we pay to the vendor, to whoever you want to buy it from. You just tell us where you want to buy it, You make a deal with them. You negotiate. You do everything. We just pay whatever you tell us to pay.
Okay.
That's one thing, which is probably a smart thing to do for your equipment. And we also have a working capital loans, but unlike OnDeck, we have more than 40 different programs of working capital loans. And
okay.
It all depends on the qualifications of your business. So our credit department does the risk assessment, and then we offer you one or sometimes several of our programs, and you can choose which one would be best for you. We also can get you an additional, what do you think you will need for your advertising and hiring and all this? How much do you think it will take?
You know, it depends on the payback schedule, honestly. You know, how far in debt I want to become, you know, to do this. So I guess the working capital would probably be the smartest thing to do, because I'm hoping that, you know, when the additional work starts coming in, that I could self-fund some of the other stuff. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to...
You mean you don't want to do the equipment financing?
No, because I can get that from a vendor that I use, and they mm-hmm. give me a 30-day credit. They give me 30 days to pay.
Yeah, but it's only 30 days. This way you will have up to 5 years, and you don't have to lock your capital. And it's cheaper. That's why I said that would be
right.
Probably something you should.
If I needed something really big and expensive, like another paint booth or something like that runs $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000, I would say definitely. But this isn't
uh-huh.
going to be that. This isn't going to be an upwards of that. You know what I mean?
I see.
It's not going to be that much.
So
no.
Then the best way to find out what we can do for you, because we have so many options, would be probably for me to send you an email with a list of documents we would need from you. And it's regular. It's like, I believe you accept credit cards, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we will need your 6 months bank statements and 4 credit card processor statements and 1 year business tax return.
Okay.
And the application, which I will send you. I can send you all this in the email, and as soon as you will send it back to me, all these documents, it takes up to 48 hours to give you the exact program we can qualify you for.
Okay. Okay, sure. Just send it over to me, and when I get a second, I'll take a look at it.
Sure. And do you think you can send it? Is it a problem to get it? I don't think you can go online and get your 6 bank statements easily, probably.
I can do that for sure. It's going to be the tax returns that are going to be hard, because we claim a loss on those.
It's okay. We don't care about that. The most important information, I actually need your form 1120 and or whatever you have for business, just to see when business was formed, and just the regular information, your tax ID and stuff like that. From
okay.
We understand that many businesses claim losses. It's like a normal thing.
Right.
That's
okay.
Not going to make you disqualified.
I gotcha. Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
So, sure.
Send it
so
over
my
to
name
me.
Is Lena. You will get this from lena@bankofcardiff.com, and you have my number. It will be an email, too, in my signature.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lena. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All righty, bye-bye.